Hey everybody, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. Doing a drive home podcast on a Monday evening. It's 5 o'clock and it's already very dark out. I don't know, I kind of always like these long day or long nights. There's a lot of folks that like to complain about those, but I don't know. I kind of like it because, you know, it's already dark out now. It feels like it's like should be 8 or 9 o'clock, but it's only 5 o'clock, so I feel like I have more day. Just a little trick. I mean, I don't mind the dark and the cold. I'm one of those weird ones. So today I want to talk about creating NPCs. The aspect of creating NPCs is something that I do all the time. If you're running any sort of game, that's one of the main things, creating NPCs. And as much as we, you know, want to rely on plot and adventures and stuff, NPC or that, you know, like those can make a good adventure or make a good situation. But, you know, if you want a really fun and cool campaign, you need to have interesting NPCs, fun NPCs. And you need some boring NPCs, just necessary. Because if they're all exciting, then none of them are exciting, if you get catch my drift. Anyways, I'm going to talk about some of the tricks that I use, or just, I don't know if they're tricks, or just ways I create them. And one of the first things I do, or one of the main things I do, is take personalities of two people I know and smoosh them together. Blah, 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 you know. Because of the work I do, I run into a lot of very interesting people, a lot of colorful people, a lot of extreme people, a lot of people you'd never want to meet, and some people you'd absolutely love to meet. So I have a giant war chest of oddities, and like I said, just weird stuff that I can bring to it. I like taking two people that I know and then mushing them together to create one character. And it's pretty effective. I mean, I've done that in my short fiction for a long, long time. And I've done it with my gaming for quite a while, too. Do I always do that? No, but it's probably one of my main go-to things, especially when I really want to have a NPC that's going to be hanging around for a while or reoccurring NPC. I want to be able to create that one with like some background already in place. And that's what I'll do too, is I'll borrow a little bit of their background, their mannerisms, their personality, and maybe even some of their backstory, and work it in there. So that way when I'm role-playing, even though I may have just made them up, I actually already know them because I've taken them from two sources I already know. And it makes for an interesting, you know, encounter. And you get to explore because you're mashing these two people that you know into one person, makes a completely different person, even though it's somebody you already have some knowledge of. And now you get to maybe flesh out, work out their details and their journey through life, their thoughts, their fears, you know, what they need to do to get through the day. One of the other things I use is, of course, a little bit of stealing. Stealing's always good. I steal characters from books movies, TV shows. Again, I may smoosh them together again with two different ones because I think that it adds more of an interest to me because you get the familiar with the unknown at the same time. But in some cases, I just kind of almost role-play them as is. And if I do get on a good enough job, sometimes my players will comment and say, you know, say something. Are you playing, you know, the the thief guy from Conan, and if they usually guess it, sometimes I'll give them bonus XP for paying attention. Yeah, why not? Not that I roleplay things that good that they recognize it, but try to capture some of their essence. So, of course, I mean, that's another easy one to do. The third one I do is just borrow from people's stuff that they put out. There's no end to the supplements and NPCs and adventurous NPCs that are available out there. Everybody, you know, or I should say everybody, but a lot of people are making that stuff and offering it. A lot of times they're just offering it for free. Like my NPC cards, I think I'm up to 38 or 39, and they're all free on my Patreon. And they're just, those ones are interesting because they kind of fall into my fourth category, is I create those guys using my specific setting and developing them that way. Sometimes I'll borrow from a person I know, but a lot of times I know my setting well enough these days because I've been running it for years that I'll take the familiar with it that I know. And most of these NPC people who are outcasts, fringe people, maybe a little bit on the extreme, somewhere along the line that they're very, hopefully, interesting. And that encountering them is memorable. I use a lot of the situations in my setting to help develop their personality and their motivations and how they react to stuff. And that's kind of just through the whole thing. And then the last thing is probably, and I mean, you know, I don't mean boring as in, you know, snooze fest, but you need to have just your standard city guard, your standard bartender. I'm definitely not Matt Mercer and can come up, create a cool voice for every NPC I have. My arsenal is very limited, and sometimes when they're just passing through a town and they pass some NPCs, they're just stat blocks for the most part. They're kind of, you know, robot ways of having a city guard. Now, if they start focusing on them a little bit for whatever reason, then maybe you start working and, you know, start smushing people together to try to develop them. But when they're passing through the gate and they might see them once, you know, you might give them a name. Probably not necessarily. You could be like Guardsman number 2, Guardsman number 3. They don't need a name. It's like red shirts on Star Trek. Because you don't want everybody interesting, because like I said, then nobody's interesting. And then you get caught up. Your game is just going to go through a slog then and just slow to a grind because you're just sort of like exploring each NPC as they go. And there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. But I like to, you know, of course, mix it up. I want to have those encounters. I want to have those interesting encounters. But I also want to get the party on their way and doing some adventuring to go through there. But like Comor Forest, while there is a lot of adventuring, I'm going to say a good portion of it, though, is spent in this little town of like 10 buildings. Because there's a lot of role-playing opportunities within that limited time, in that limited space. It's cool. You know, it's a lot of fun, and players have a good time with it. And a lot of those people are developed to serve a purpose and to be interesting. That's because there's not a ton of them and everything. But as it gets populated, there's not going to be, and you're going to have your generic, like right now there's like a guard of, I don't know how many mercenaries. Well, I'm not going to develop 150 mercenaries. So, you know, you kind of kind of go for like maybe what a stereotype of what you think a mercenary is and plug that in. And then, like I said, if they focus on that NPC for a while, maybe you start fleshing them out. But sometimes they're no more than that. Sometimes you just have a mercenary who's there to get the money, who likes to get drunk and snores when he sleeps. And, you know, I don't think you need more than that sometimes. You know, I just don't. So, all right, guys, I think that's enough for now. So that's sort of some of the philosophies or tricks or things I do to develop NPCs. I hope you found it useful. Again, if you happen to be on Apple, give me a rating, good or bad. I'm going to start reading those reviews here soon enough. Probably what I'll do is record them ahead of time, so that way when I'm driving home, I can just like plug it in the beginning of episode. So, all right, I got game tonight. I think. Oh, we're running. That's right. Tonight's Alien. I forgot we're doing Alien for the first time tonight. Greg Christopher's running that. Joe's taking a break. So, all right, guys, take care. Roll better me, and we'll talk soon.